Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a special schus for every Marini Mirazi Shayichu. Schus Moshe to Peshmerizom Moshe Mordechai. Perak Chav Zion, Psukim Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Ris Victoria Bastila Ravida. Bias Shlem Rav Shai Ben Leia, Bias Shlema. Eli Yamdu Lavarachas Am Al Hagrizim, Bavachemis Ayardin. These are the people who are going to stand to bless the nation on Mount Gerizim when you pass over the Jordan. Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, Yosef, Ubinyamin. Beliamdu ala klala. And these are going to stand on the curse. Har Eval and Mount Eval. Ruvain, God, V'osher, V'zvulun, Don, V'naftoli. So we're going to analyze these psukim based on the Torah. Made Rabbeinu, Ma'or Einenu, Akona Muflav, Muflag, Rav Tov, Manzatzal. Kliyakar asks, why in the Brachas does it say, Elu Yamdu Levarches Ha'am? And in the Klalas it says, Ve'elu Yamdu Ala Klala, Lo Lekalalas Ha'am. Why isn't the language of the Pasuk uniform? Elu Yamdu Levarches Ha'am, so it's saying the Ala Kalas Ha'am, no. Elu Yamdu Levarches Ha'am, Ve'elu Yamdu Ala Klala, Ma'evdel, Kachshu Ala Kliyakar. Ubagufa Inyan, the Malbim asks, the name of the Mefarshim, he says, Shtar Kasha, Kushyatsuma. And what we see in the Mishnah and Sota on page 32a, says the Mishnah, Brachot V'Klolos Ketzad, how did the ceremony work? Kevin Shavri Yisrael, Sayyardin, Ubal, Hagrizin, Valar, Abel, Shabashimran, Shabitzhat, Shem, Shabetzel, and Emer, and Emer, Hemlo, Emer, Rebe, Yardin. So how did this blessings and curses take place? The Jews crossed the Jordan River. They came to Mount Gerizim and Mount Eval, which are in Shomron, alongside of Shechem, which is near Elon Moreh. Then the Gemara proves that it's close to Shechem. And then the Mishnah proves, and the Mishnah says that six tribes ascended to the top of Mount Gerizim, six to the top of Mount Eval, Vakoyanim, Balavin, Va'oroin, Uimdim Limato, Ba'emtsa. Hakoyanim, Mekif, and Sa'o, Balavin, Sa'o, Kohanim, Bekoyso, Mekano, Vakan. So the Kohanim was the Kohanim, Levim, and the Aaron were in the bottom in the middle, between the two mounds. The priests, the Kohanim, were surrounding the Aaron, Levim were surrounding the Kohanim. And the rest of the Jewish people were saying the mounts on this side and on that side. As it says, in the book of Joshua, chapter 8, verse 33, then the Levim turned to face Mount Gerizim, and they opened with a bracha, bracha yishol lo yase pesel amasecha, ve'elu ve'elu onim amen. Everybody would answer amen. That beautiful bracha. Hafu Panem Kape Har Evil, Amen. And Shigam Brachasuklalis. Then they turned to face Mount of Har Evil, and they opened with the curse. Cursed be the man who makes a graven or molten image. And these people and those people answered, Amen. They continued in this manner until they completed reciting all the blessings and curses. So first they turn to face Mount Gerizim, say the Baruch HaBaruch HaGeber, Shelo Yaseh Pesel HaMaseicha. Everybody would answer Amen. Then Har Evel, Araish, and they both answer Amen until they finished all the brachas and the klalas. And since they were brachas and then klalas, why didn't the Torah write the brachas? The Torah only writes the klalas. Why didn't the Torah write the brachas? Mida tovim aruba. And the Malbim said, I can't be miyashiv this al derech hapshat. So this is a very difficult parasha to understand. And we're going to try to explain it as follows. The inyan of Amiras Brachos veKlalos v'Har Grizim uv'Har Eivor. In Perusho, this saying of Brachos and Klalos and Har Grizim and Har Eivor doesn't mean that the Etzem HaBracha v'Klala Nemar Kan b'Torah b'Farasha. Ela shenetchayvu lahachriz ulahodi at zeh v'Har Grizim uv'Har Eivor. Doesn't mean that the very bracha and klala were said here in the Torah in the parasha. Rather, we were mischayev, the Jews were mischayev to announce and to inform about this and Har Gerizim and Har Eivor. That's not what it means. Doesn't mean the Etzem Bracha and the Klala were said in the Parsha here in the Torah, and the Jews have to announce it at Har Gerizim and Har Eivor. But rather, in Har Gerizim and Har Eivor, there is a new creation, a new reality of Baruch V'Aror that are Chol in Har Gerizim and Har Eivor through the Levim and through the answering Amen of all the Jewish people. Like we see in the Sugya and Sota 37a, Sanhedrin 43b, that there is a bris at Har Gerizim and Har Eivor, and because of this, now the Jews are chayv either on nistaros, on the hidden actions of each other, or on the niglos, the revealed actions, but either way they have a din arvus. So it's not pshat that there is a, the etzem brach and klal was said in the Torah, and but they were mischayv to announce it, proclaim it, and Har Gerizim and Har Eivor. No. Rather, Har Gerizim and Har Eivor was a new creation of Baruch and Aror. It's Chol that takes effect and Har Gerizim and Har Eivor through the Levim and the answering of Amen of all the Jewish people. And now there's a new bris. Now the Jews are responsible for each other. So it's not just Avodah, since they're informing, they're announcing this Baruch and Klala. But rather, there was a chalos, there was an ashvuye, there was a new impact, new effect, new reality, new creation, and Har Gerizim and Har Eivor. It's not just a hoidah over there, but it's a chalos and an ashvuye. So those are the brachas and klalos, and Har Gerizim and Har Eivor. We have this baruch and this ar. Through the Levim and the Amiras Kol Yisrael. And it would appear that that is the meaning of what it says, Ve'elu yamdu levarech, ve'elu yamdu ala klal. That we see that these are the Mevarchim and these are the Mekalim. Who? These six tribes are the Mevarchim and these six tribes are the Mekalim. That's verse 13. And then you get to verse 14, and it says, "Va'anu alavim va'amru hakol ish Yisrael kol ram." So you see, it's Levim who are the Mevarech and the Makala, and not these and these. This is discussed by the Mizrahi. This is discussed by the Me'aral. So based on what we explain, what this means is that the Chaleis Baracha, it's Chal now, is Chal through the Amiras Halavim. Ve'anias omen Yisrael, shehi kabalas habrocha ve'haklole, ki mevuar v'sugya b'shvuos, b'daf lamed vov amud alef. Omen boi kabalas devarim. So we have a stira. First pasuk, it seems that the Jews are the mevarchim and the mekalim. Then the next pasuk, verse 14, it seems that Levim are the mevarchim and the mekalim. So based on what we explain, what this means is. Is that the chalois bracha that's chal now, that takes effect now, is chal through the speaking of the Levim and the Jews answering Amen, which is the Kabbalah, the acceptance of the bracha and the klala. Like we see in the Sugya, Shavuos 36a, that Amen is Kabbalah Stvarim. Amen is receiving it, accepting it. And the Gemara brings from Sukkim over here. And on this it says over here, that it's true that for anu kol ha'am amen, be kabbalas dvarim. But the chalais of the bracha is chal not through the anias amen of the whole nation, but rather through the vi'anu halavim v'amru. Im anias amen shel hashisha shalem ne'emar ve'elu yamdu levarech es Yisrael. The chalais of the bracha is chal not through the anias amen of the whole nation. It's true that they answered amen, they were mekabelas advarim, but the chalais of the bracha, the effect, the impact of the bracha, is not through the anias amen of the whole nation, but rather through the va'anu alevim va'amru. The alevim answering and saying, with the anias amen of the six, there has to be both the Levim speaking and the Anias Amen of the six tribes. And those that it says, Ve'eli Yamdu Levorich Es Yisrael. So it emerges that the creation, the reality of the Bracha, takes effect only through the six tribes when they are answering Amen with the Amiras Halavim. So the bracha is not chal through the anias amin shel kol ha'am of the whole nation, but rather it's chal through the anias amin of the six tribes. And that's why these are standing levarech es Yisrael, because mikocham the bracha is chal. So it's not being chal through the whole nation, it's being chal through the, everyone is saying amin, but it's only being, the bracha is only chal, only takes effect through the six tribes. So according to this, it would appear that that's all along the Gav of the Brachas. And then it says, Eliam do the Brachas Yisrael. But the Brachas tali be'elu shemim v'bracham is Yisrael. The Brachas tali in those who are blessing the Jewish people, who are saying Amen to the Bracha of the Levim. But by Klala, it doesn't say ve'elu yamdu akal es Yisrael. Ve'elu du yamdu ala Klala. Because you can't compare the Klala to the Bracha. Those that were Har Evel weren't Poyal the Klala. They were just Oymed Behar Evel. That vis-a-vis Klapei Har Zeh, towards this mountain, the Levim turned their face when they said over the Klala. Hainu ve'elu yamdu ala Klala. She yamdu ala Mokoim. She klap of Amru ha'levim is a Klala. They should stand on the place towards which the Levim said the curse. And the Klal is only chal when the Levim, Banu Levim, Bar Malchus Yisrael, Kol Ra'am, when they said the bracha out loud. So again, by the bracha is chal, the Amiras HaLevim, and the answering Amen of the six tribes that were Omed Ala Bracha, or Yandu Levarach Es Yisrael. So the bracha is chal through these six tribes, even though the whole nation is saying Amen, but the bracha is only chal through the six tribes of bracha. Hashem came the klala. The klala is chal through Levim, not through the six tribes. They're just facing those six tribes, but the bracha is chal through the Levim themselves. And that's what it says in the pasuk. Vanu Levim varmo kol Yisrael kol Ram. The Yerushalmi in Sota it says, what does kol Ram mean? The kolo shel Ram. Lamit sheshita v'kadosh baruch hu kol eman. With the voice of the exalted. This teaches that kadosh baruch hu was mishatek, brought together his voice with theirs. And in repair, what this means is vis-a-vis the chalois klala that was said in the parsha. It's chal aydei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, b'mashi nishtatei f'mashi anu alavim v'amru. Ve'en tzeke bracha shechal aydei yamdu v'varach yamdu v'varach es Yisrael. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mishtatei for this klala. So I'm at the chalais klala that was said in the parsha. It's chal through Hakadosh Baruch Hu, because he is taking part in this, when what Levim said. So it's not like the bracha that's chal al yidei elu yamdu levarech es Yisrael. No. Elu yamdu levarech es Yisrael, they're the ones blessing. Here, it's not them cursing. It's yamdu ala klala. They're standing there when there's a klala, but they're not the ones being mekala. It's Levim together with Hashem saying over the klala. And maybe the reason is, based on what the Mefarshim say, Archaim, Malbim, more, that the Aruim were said here on these in Yanim Dafka, because these are Dvarim Shebiseser, And in Maisa Shebeseser, there's no Tfisis Yad Adam, there's no Klala. Only through that, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that what's hidden is like it's revealed. Hashem Kein Brachas are Begalui. So there we can say a bracha, but the Klalas are Darvish Shebeseser, that's only Shayat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore it says the difference is a difference. Eli Yamdu Varechas Yisrael, Vemdu Ala Klala. The ones actually giving the bracha are the six tribes together with Levim, and the six tribes saying Amen, and the Levim saying the Klala, the bracha, excuse me, and then Eli Yamdu Ala Klala. Eli Yamdu Ala Klala. They're not actually giving the Klala. Klala is being given by the Levim and Hashem. And they're just standing there when the Klala is being said, but it's not through these six tribes of the Klala. They're just standing there, whereas the Bracha is chal through the six tribes that are standing there to bless the Jewish people. And again, we had a steer between the first pasuk said that these are standing to bless the Jews, these are standing to curse the Jews. And then Vayitu, it says, Levim, or the Mevarchim and the Mekalim. The answer is it's both. Levim and the Mevarchim and the Mekalim. And then through the Anias Amen, when it comes to the Bracha, through the Anias Amen, the Bracha is Chal. And when it comes to the Klala, they're just standing there. But the Levim say the Klala, they face this mountain with the six tribes, and they say over the Klala, but it's not steer between the psukim. Yes, they're standing there, but the Levim are facing them and saying over the Klala. And the Bracha is not a steer because the Bracha is actually being given by these six tribes together with the Levim. The tribes are saying Amen, and the Levim are saying the Bracha beforehand. Now we understand what it says in the Karban Eidah and the Yerushalmi, that the makor for the Joshua of the Yerushalmi, that Kol Ram is B'Kol Sharam with the call of Hashem. So the fact that it doesn't say V'Anu Alevim B'Kol Ram El Kol Yish Yisrael. It says in the Pasuk V'Anu Alevim V'Amru El Kol Yish Yisrael Kol Ram. But it doesn't say V'anu alavim b'kol ram al kol ish Yisrael. It says V'anu alavim b'am al kol ish Yisrael kol ram. First al kol ish Yisrael, and then it says kol ram. So it says the Karban Eidah hachi kamer V'anu alavim b'schus kol Yisrael kol ram. The Levim answered in the schus of all the Jewish people Kol Ram B'Kol Shel Ram, with the voice of Hashem. So this is very dachuk to explain pshat, that it means B'Schus Kol Yish Yisrael. And when it says V'Anu Alevim Al Kol Yish Yisrael, it means B'Schus Kol Yish Yisrael. Based on what we said, it's very good. Because since it only says Kol Ram after it says Al Kol Yish Yisrael, we see that the Kol Ram relates to what it says El Kol Yish Yisrael and not V'Anu Alevim. The B'Kol Ram is after El Kol Yish Yisrael. Except for the B'Kol Ram is related to El Kol Yish Yisrael, not to V'Anu Alevim. Not like the brachas that were called for the Jewish people. Here the Kol Ram is Poel. What elsewhere was Poel Kol Yish Yisrael? And the tafkid of Kol Yish Yisrael here is to be Makabalas at Varim B'Kol Ram, and not that they themselves should curse the Jewish people like in the brachas, that they bless the Jewish people. Mainly we see the Kol Ram is Kol Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's exactly what the Pasuk says, that the Koyach that there is to create brachas through Ish Yisrael is not a klala. Brachas the Jews can make, not a klala. Therefore there must be another Koyach, in other words a Kol Ram. And what Koyach is there but Kol Ram? So it must be Kol Shel Ram. So again, the Kol Ram is relating to El Kol Ish Yisrael, not the V'anu Alevim. Because the Pasuk says, V'anu Alevim, Bamra Kol Yish Yisrael, Kol Ram. So the Kol Ram relates to Kol Yish Yisrael. And what the Pasuk is saying is that unlike the brachas that were nifal they call Ish Yisrael, here they are nifal they call Ram. And the tafkid of Kol Ish Yisrael is to be mekabel the brachas. Mikol Ram. And from this you see that the Kol Ram is Kol Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because what's the Pasuk saying? The Pasuk is saying they can't make the klalos, they can only make the brachas. The Jews can't make the klalos, they can only make the brachas. And after the Pasuk is saying, Vanu Levim, Vamro Kol Ish Yisrael, they said to Kol Ish Yisrael, who normally can make brachas, but here they can't. So who's going to make the klala? Kol Ram. What special koach is there in Kol Ram to make a klala? It must be Kol Shel Ram. So the diuk of the carbon aid is correct. It doesn't say v'anu alavim b'kol ram al kol ish yisrael. It says v'anu alavim al kol ish yisrael b'kol ram. What it's saying is different than the carbon aid. Carbon aid says v'anu alavim b'schus kol yisrael kol ram. With the kol shel ram. Now we're not saying it's b'schus kol yisrael. We're saying v'anu alavim, and levim answered. And usually they'll answer al kol ish yisrael. Usually, Kol Ish Yisrael, by the bracha, they can make the bracha. But here, they're not making the bracha together with Levim, because they don't have the power to make it. They're not making the klala with the Levim, because they don't have the power to make the klala. So who's making the klala? The B'kol Ram. Kol Shel Ram, that's who has the power. What power is there for a high voice to make a klala? The answer is, it must be Kol Shel Ram. So the Kol Ram is relating to a Kol Ish Yisrael. But normally Kol Ish Yisrael can do, they can make brachas. Here they can't. Here who's making the bracha? The Kol Ram. The Kol Ram isn't relating to the Alevim. It's relating to a different Kol. And that's the Kol Shel Ram. Because the Jews don't have the power to make the Kol. It's only the Kol Ram does. So unlike the brachas that call El Kol Ish Yisrael, here the power is only given to the Kol Ram. What's the special power of the Kol Ram? Kol Shel Ram. Okay, we still have more to talk about, so please stay tuned and we'll continue next time. Shalom, shalom.